Ngiyanibingelela bazalwane ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Brethren, I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu osipha leli thuba lokuba sikwazi ukuhlangana namhlanje.
We thank God for this opportunity that we may meet like this morning.
Njengalokhu sekushiwo ukuthi bamfundisa akekho seMozambique. As we heard, ukatholi eladla mina ke namhlanje.
As we heard that Reverend Stegan is there in Mozambique today where they opening the church there.
Uma ngimlanga imezicathulweni ezingaphezulu kwezami ngiqonda futhi ukuthi akusiyona indawo yami indawo kaBaba le.
I don't have the strength to stand here. I realize that this is far too big for me to stand here in this place. I don't feel worthy.
Kodwa ke lapho babecela ukuthi ngithathe lenkonzo njengengane kudinga ukuthi ngithobe.
But when Reverend Stegan asked me to take the service this morning, I had to submit as a child.
Kodwa angithotshiswanga ukuthi kusho umuntu omdala okungithobisile kakhulu ukuthi acela ukuthi ngiyithathe inkonzo. Ngingenzeli yena nasenhlizweni ngibe ngimsulwa kungekho kungixabanisa noNkulunkulu.
But you know what humbles me the most of all is not the fact that he asked me to do it as an older person, as my leader, but that I know first and foremost I stand here because it is the Lord that wants me to be, and I should be sure that I am pure and clean, spotless and blameless before him.
Ngisese esikoleni bekuthi njalo uma kulesithathu sibe nenkonzo ngasekhaya.
Now while I was still at school, always on a Wednesday we would have a devotion at home.
Kusho ukuthi bekuba amabandla ahlukahlukene ahlanganayo njalo ngolesithathu.
And there were people from different congregations, different denominations that would gather together on a Wednesday to pray together and have a devotion.
Manje bekuthi njalo uma kulwesithathu sekuphela inkonzo ebese kuappointwa abantu abazophatha inkonzo ngesonto elilandelayo.
And then always at the end of the devotion, somebody was appointed who had to bring a message the following week.
Kwenzeka ngelinye isonto kwabanda kakhulu baba bancane abantu abezenkonzweni. Kanti labantu abakhona abantu kade beyithatha inkonzo ngesonto elidlule.
And so one day there were only a few there because it was quite cold and so on, so not many people made it to the devotion, and those that were there were the ones who took the devotion the previous week.
Kwathi lo bephethe inkonzo wathi ke bazalwane, uma ngabe ukhonjwa kuthi wena ozothatha inkonzo ngesonto elizayo unganqabi, ngoba kuzobe kungesimi okukhombayo kodwa umona kaNkulunkulu uzobe usukukhombile.
And then the person who spoke said, if you are asked to take and bring the message next week, don't refuse, because it's not me, it's the finger of God pointing to you.
Waswaqala-ke wakhomba-ke abazophatha inkonzo ngesonto elilandelayo.
And then they indicated who it should be.
Uma kukhonjwa kakhonjwa umuntu kanti uyaqala nokufika enkonzweni, ubezwa nje idumela ukuthi kuba nenkonzo nento yokusonta nje akangayazi, kwakhonjwa yena kwathiwa uyena ozovula inkonzo ngolesithathu olulandelayo.
And then they pointed at somebody who was there for the first time. He didn't even quite know what it meant to go to church, and he wasn't used to going to church, and it was said, you will be the one that will open the devotion the following week.
Uma ke sekubizwa igama lakhe wamemeza kakhulu athi nani angibonaphi nje ngikaze ungisukela ngikaze ngithathe inkonzo.
And then when they pointed at him, he cried out aloud, how can you point at me? It's the first time I'm here. How can I do something like this? You're just trying to start a fight.
Kwathi lo vulile okuyena obekhomba wathi cha, njoba ngishilo ukuthi uma ngabe ukhonjwa akumini okukhombayo kodwa umuntu kaNkulunkulu okukhombile.
And then the person who spoke said, no, I told you. I said, don't refuse, because if you are pointed at, then it's not me doing it, it's the finger of God. And then he cried out even louder. He said, well, you'll never see me again. It's the first and the last time I'm coming to this place.
And
then they pointed at others who were going to support the one who was going to start or open the devotion.
And
then as they closed, they said, well, this person will also close and pray the Lord's Prayer.
Abantu bagobisa amakhanda bacimeze athi lokho njiwe kodwa uNkulunkulu bake bangibonaphi nje ngithandaza bangisuka ngapi.
And then the one that prayed, as everybody had their heads bowed, he said, Lord, I don't know what made them to point at me. Where did they see that I could ever pray, and why did they do that?
Uyacabanga ke abantu sebecimezile balalela umthandazo umuntu avana azikhalela ukuthi kodwa babengizwaphi ngithandaza.
And now you can just imagine that everybody had their heads bowed, their eyes closed, and now they heard this person complaining in his prayer and saying, Lord, I don't know where they ever thought I was being able to pray.
Nami lapho ngithola umbiko ngiye ngaqala ngaqalaza ukuthi konje cishe bakhona obabubani bakhona nobani. Kodwa ngisasho njalo kwase kufika lokho ukuthi umuntu kaNkuluNkulu osukukhombile ukwazi ukuphila.
And then when I received the message that I should take the service this morning, I also, in my mind's eye and my thoughts, I thought, but, you know, there's so-and-so who could do it much better. And there's so-and-so who could do it much better. But then immediately the response, but what if this is the hand of God pointing at you?
Zingaphezulu kwami uma ngibhibhidla nokwazi ukuthi ingane kube bekuwubaba bengeke kube njalo.
Now just bear with me as I stand in these shoes that are far too big for me. So if you maybe see some mistake somewhere, realize, well, it's just because it's me. If it would be others, our fathers, it wouldn't be the same.
Kwabana amaBhayibheli ngicela sifunde incwadi kaNumeri sahluko samashumi amabili ananye sifunda kusukela evesini lesihlanu.
So let's turn our Bibles to Numbers chapter 21 and verse 5.
Incwadi kaNumeri sahluko 21 sifunda kusukela evesini lesihlanu.
Numbers 21 verse 5.
Abantu bakhuluma kabi ngoNkulunkulu nangoMose bathi nisikhuphuleleni eGibhithe ukuba sifele ehlane na, ngokuba akukho sinkwa, akukho manzi, umphefumulo wethu uyanengwa ilesi sinkwana esilulana.
They spoke against God and against Moses and said, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food.
UJehova wathuma izinyoka ezinesihluku phakathi kwabantu zabaluma abantu abaningi bakwa-Israyeli bafa.
Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died.
Abantu bafika kuMose bathi sonile ngokuba sikhulume kabi ngoJehova nangawe. Khuleka kuJehova ukuba asuse izinyoka kithi. UMose wabakhulekela abantu.
The people came to Moses and said, we sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us. So Moses prayed for the people.
UJehova wathi kuMose, zenzela inyoka enesihlungu uyibeke ensikeni. Kuya kuthi lona lo olunywayo lapho eyibheka.
The Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live.
UMose wenza inyoka yethusi wayibeka etsikini. kwathi lapho inyoka imlumile umuntu uma eyibheka inyoka yethusi wasinda.
So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived.
Asithandaze.
Shall we pray?
Sesilifundile baba wethu sezulwini izwi lakho.
Our heavenly Father, as we have now read from your word,
sicela Nkosi ukuthi wehle ngomusa wakho usihumshele lona ngendlela ilona lo phakathi kwethu angayiqonda ngakhona.
We pray, Lord, that you would descend from heaven and interpret this word to each one's heart that we will be able to understand and grasp it.
Nkosi, ngingumuntu nje owakhiwe ngobumba.
Lord, I am just human made from clay.
Nampa Nkosi abantu bangabakho owabafela esiphambanweni.
Here are your people for whom you died on the cross.
Ngiyacela Nkosi ukuthi ukhulume inhliziyo yakho kubo.
Lord, would you reveal your heart to them?
Cela ngegama lika Jesu.
We ask it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngifunda amavesi amaningi kodwa angizushumayela ngawo wonke.
I read many verses, but I won't preach about them all.
Kodwa namhlanje ngithanda ukuthi ngikhulume noma yebo ngikhele inkonzo yami phezulu kwesihloko esithi kubhlungu futhi kuyisono ukukhohlwa.
And this morning, the theme of my message is how terrible it is when we forget and how sinful it is that we forget.
Kubuhlungu futhi kuyisono ukukhohlwa.
It's terrible and it is a sin to forget.
Siphila esikhathini lapho khona sikhohlwa ilokhu uNkulunkulu akasenzele khona.
We live in a time where we so easily forget what God has done for us.
Futhi siphila phakathi kwabantu abakhohlwayo ekuphileni kwabo.
And we live among people who forget during their life.
Siphile esikhathini esinobudlwangudlwangu esinempi esino ngathi nolaka ngenxa yabantu abakhohlwayo.
We are living in an era where there is turmoil, where there is anger, and where things are chaotic because people forget.
Siphile esikhathini somlilo ngapha nangapha, ithayi umentshisi upetrol ngenxa yabantu abakhohlwayo.
We live in a time where people destroy, things are burnt, matches, petrol, and so on is used because people forget.
Ngokomhlaba noma ngokwezwe siphila kulo siphila esikhathini la manje wonke amaqembu ezepolitiki ayehla enyuka ayahlanganisa ama manifesto wawo lawo abazothi mase sebewadlulisile kubantu baphinde bakhohle ngoba umuntu uyakhohle.
And all the political parties, they come together, they draw up their manifestos. They present that to the people, everything that they're going to do for them and that they promise them. And immediately after that, they forget all about that again.
Siphile esikhathini noma siphile emhlabeni la khona abantu bethembisa okukhulu namhlanje kudlula usuku sekakhohliwe.
Today people make such big promises. Tomorrow they've forgotten all about them.
Nalendaba esifundayo sifunda ngempilo yabantwana bakwaIsrayeli.
And here in this passage, we read about how the children of Israel lived and conducted themselves.
Uma sifunda siyathola ukuthi abantwana bakwaIsrayeli badlula osizini nasebuhlungwini obungakanani.
And if you read the Bible, you read all the difficulties, all the challenges that they had to face and go through.
Kodwa kube sengathi ubuhlungu nobunzima abadlule kubo babenza ukuthi ngokuqhubeka kwempilo bakhohlwa la bevela khona.
But you know, it's as if as they carried on, they forgot everything that they had gone through, everything that they experienced, and everything that God had helped them through.
Impilo yethu sihlobo izungezwe izithembiso nezinqumo esizenzayo kusasa sikhohle.
Our lives are wrapped up in all the promises that we've made, all the decisions and commitments we've made that we have forgotten about.
Umzekelo nje uma ngabe umntwana efuna ukuzofunda le DSS kubhala incwadi enhle emveza kahle lo mntwana ukuthi uyingane efanelwe kangakanani ukuthi ngazofunda kulesi sikole ngenxa ye behavior yayo.
Now just as an example, you know, when children apply to come to our school here on the mission, they write a letter of application, and in that they put forward all the good points and all the things why this child is worthy and worthy of acceptance in the school.
Amukele umntwana afika unyaka oqala usathithiza vele nesingisa akasazi kahle alungiswe lo mntwana usaloke thembisa ukuthi noma kulandela kubonakale lokho akwakubhalwe encwadini ngaye bonakala ngathi awusakulandela ngoba vele usathithiza nje.
And then the child comes to the school, and the first year it's still going quite well, you know, and they try to help the child maybe when they come, if they've come out of a background where they weren't exposed to English, to maybe improve their English, and you see that the child is still trying to follow that which they committed themselves to.
But no, because
but you know, later on when they can speak a little bit better English and they can say but no because, then you can see that the true colors now are coming to light and they just set themselves up because they just wanted to get into the school.
Kuthi nabo laba bavele bazalelwe vele singisini athi angaqala ukukhula esenempikwane oseqala ukuhlosa noseqala ukikiliza mayikhuluma aqala veza ama true colors akhe ukuthi uba.
And even the one who maybe grew up with better English, then you can see they grow up a little bit now, you can see no, they're really starting to take notice of themselves, who they are, and then their true colors come to light.
Yini now, seka kohliwe isthembiso akasenzile.
Why? Because they've forgotten the promise that they made at the start.
Kubuhlungu futhi kuyisono ukukhohlwa.
It's terrible, and it is a sin to forget.
Awu ithudeni masafika nazo sifuna isikhala. Uyoyincoma isisi ukuthi inhle ngani ufanelwe ngani kuzangene khona angena ushaya unyaka oqalisa ayithithizela abangangena egiyeni aqala veza ama true colors akhe ukuthi kahle kahle yena ubani.
And then also those who come to the college, apply to come to the college, you know, they speak so well of the college, this is the best college ever, that's why they want to come here for the first year, it's still going all right, but the next year then you start seeing their true colors coming to light.
Nawo afika mhlambe la ekhaya zixakile zazixakile mhlamba ongaxakekile ufuna nje itoho uthi uma ngingashanela nje kuthi awukho umsebenzi noma ngingaklina nje ama toilet noma ngingacosha amaphepha hawo ngoba wakajwayele wenza kahle konke ukwenza kahle namhlanje sewujwayele suyagigiliza manje uthi kahle kahle mina ngizolongishanelana nabantu bona abazi kuyishanelela ngani na sewukhohliwe ngoba kubhlungu ukukhohlwa futhi kuyisona.
And maybe when you came to the mission, maybe you were in need, you were desperate, and then you said, please, isn't there something for me that I can do here? I just want to be at the mission, even if I do the most menial job that there is, even if I just should sweep, I'm willing to do anything, clean the toilets. And then you start doing that. And after some time, when you get used to it, you say, why should I always be sweeping when there are people that can sweep for themselves? You see how things are when you get used to things, when you forget.
Kodwa kule ndaba esifundayo na babantwana bakwa Israel kwafika lapho bekhohlwa khona.
And in this passage that we read, it came to the point where the children of Israel forgot about their past.
Bona esahlukweni sesifundile evesini lesibili nelesithathu bebekhala kuNkulunkulu ukuthi uma Nkosi unganikela lesisizwe esizitha zethu ezandleni zethu sazinqoba impela uNkulunkulu siyokulandela.
And just before this, if you in the same chapter in verse 2 you read where Israel made a vow to the Lord, if you will deliver these people into our hands, We will totally destroy their cities. We will serve you. And they forgot. The Lord listened to Israel's plea exactly as they'd requested him. But after the Lord had done that for them, and after they had the victory, they forgot all about it. And then they spoke against God and against Moses, this very same Moses that went through all the suffering together with him. Everything they experienced, he shared in those experiences. When they overcame and defeated the Canaanites, it was so wonderful. But just after they'd done that, they already forgot about it. They suffered tremendously in Egypt. It was terrible. They were oppressed in every manner possible, and they cried out to God. But after God delivered them from all that, they forgot about it.
Umuntu ngokwengqondo yakhe uyahluleka ukubamba. Kwenzeka kanjani umuntu odlule osizini olinje akhohlwe?
How is it possible that a person that has gone through such suffering and that have been delivered from it can forget about it?
Ezinye zezinto abadlule kuzo, bona badlule osizini lokubona amanzi phenduke bayigazi, behluleka ukuphuza, bebona izilwane eziphila emanzini zifa. UNkulunkulu wabagcina nakukhona lokho, kodwa bona bakhohlwa.
They could see all the things that God did in Egypt, where the water was turned to blood, where others couldn't drink it, but it didn't happen to them, how God protected them from all those different things, but they forgot all about it.
And
we can mention all the things, the gnats, the frogs that came down and were amongst the people, but God protected them from all of that. Nothing of that touched them, but they forgot all about it.
Kodwa engikuthandayo lapho sebekhulume kabi ngoJehova akangathula.
But you know what I find good about this is that when they spoke out against God and Moses, God didn't do nothing about it, didn't keep quiet about it.
Lithi iBhayibheli uNkulunkulu wathumela inyoka enesihluku phakathi kwabo.
The Bible says the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. Because it is a sin, and it is terrible to forget. They forgot all the grace that God had shown them.
Just
a little bit of suffering and a hardship they had to endure, and they immediately start to complain. Why did you lead us out of Egypt to come and experience all this hardship?
Uyabona umuntu uma esefike la ekhohlwa khona. Wakhohlwa ukuthi uphumaphi. Usethi maye fika la ekhona, usethi lesi sinkwana esilulana.
You see how people are. When they've been helped out of the situation in which they were, and now they receive something, previously they didn't have food or they suffered, and now they speak badly of this bread. They said, oh, this miserable food. And in Zulu it says, you know, this worthless bread that is so light and meaningless.
Lolusiza abaphuma kulo alibenzanga bafunde ukwamukela isimo sokuthi noma sidlule enhlungwini emva kwenhlungu kukhona ukujabula kodwa lapho kuvuka lesi sivunguvungwana sebethi lesi sinkwana esilulana.
All that suffering that they had to endure with God had helped them and delivered them out of that. They forgot that. And now when they experience some hardship, they could speak about this detestable food, this miserable food and bread.
Sonke njengoba sihleli la silfunda leli Bible siyavumelana ukuthi abantwana bakwa Israel kusho ukuthi babenganeliso.
You know, when we read this, and all of us here would agree with this, that obviously the children of Israel were not satisfied.
Futhi sonke njengoba sihleli la sibuka ububi babantwana bakwa Israel ukuthi impela bakhohlwa benza isono sokuthi bakhohle umusa kaNkuluNkulu empilweni zabo.
And all of us would agree, this is terrible that they could forget about the grace of God.
Kodwa kanjalo nathi ihlobo abaningi bethu sebekhohliwe umusa kaNkuluNkulu empilweni zabo.
But likewise, brethren, many in our midst have already forgotten about the grace of God in their lives.
Abanye bayaqhubeka kuze kube namhlanje nanamhlanje babhizi bayakhohlwa nanjengoba ngikhuluma bakhohlwa umusa kaNkuluNkulu empilweni zabo.
And they still continue, many in our midst, even as I speak, to forget about the grace of God in their lives.
Namhlanje abanye bethu sebephendukele kwabasizayo sebekhomba ngemino sebethi lokhu noma lento.
Now you turn against the one who's been helping you and you say, oh, this or this thing.
Zihlobo sonke iningi lethu lafika linesidingo. Oh, uNkulunkulu mungangihawukela ungangenzela lo musa kule nkinga engibhekene nayo. Sisekukho yini noma sesikhohliwe.
All of us when we came here, maybe or the majority of us, were in need and we said, Lord, have mercy on me. And be gracious to me. Help me, I'm in need. Are we still in that position or have we now changed?
Hlabonge nasi sidingo, wawuzudumela lokwehla kwemvuselelo, eyehla kwamaphumulo uNkulunkulu esebenza phakathi kwabantu. Nawe wafika ukuthi uzozihlolela uzozibonela, wafika futhi wabusiseka. Kusenjalo yini noma sewukhohliwe?
You heard about the revival that began there at Maphumulo in 1966, and that God was at work, and then you were drawn by that to come and experience that, and you were blessed. God worked in your life. But is it still like that today?
Hleze sewukhohliwe sewuthi kwakukhona imvuselelo ngoba wama lapha uqhubekanga iyaqhubeka iyasebenza kuze kube kalokho awukuboni ngoba ukhohliwe.
And maybe now you say, oh, there used to be revival once upon a time, because it stopped in your life while God is still continuing working and you don't see it because you're not part of it.
Kodwa lapho umalume ekhuluma ngasekuqaleni ethi ubaba umfundisi kubiza ukuthi azincame azidele ashiye imfudumalo nentokomalo sefanele ngabe simphatha ngetray kwiminyaka kakuyona kodwa ahambe aye kwaMozambique ukuyoqhubha lona leli vakele lesesilisuthi ngesizwe sesilidakile ngoba sikhohliwe la siphuma khona.
At the beginning, Dietmar spoke and he said that Reverend Stegan chooses to forsake his comfortable bed to go there to Mozambique and to spread this gospel that you are maybe full of. You may be sick and tired of it. You don't want to hear about it anymore. He's still prepared to go there and spread it.
Thina sidakwe ukuhlala embusweni sihleli kahle sithokomela emabhentshini leya mishini yovula iminyaka behleli phansi kwehlahla beshiswa ilanga nemvula wena udakwe lo mbuso ukuthi uhleli la namhlanje ngoba ukhohliwe umusa kaNkuluNkulu empilweni yakho.
We sit here, nice comfortable benches and a nice comfortable environment there for many years where they have that mission. They used to sit under the tree being burnt by the sun. And when it would be cold, whatever the weather circumstances, exposed to that. But we don't even appreciate what we have here because we've grown used to it.
Isono sokukhohlwa bazalwane simbi empilweni yekhole umuntu akhohlwe ilokhu uNkulunkulu amenzele khona.
This sin of forgetting is terrible when we forget what God has done for us.
Lo musu uNkulunkulu akwenzela wona lapho awufisa ukundiza ugibele phezu kwezindlu ukuthi abantu abazi ukuthi wenzela umusa namhlanje ukhohliwe.
Do you still remember how it was when you experience the mercy and the grace of God in your life, you could stand on the rooftops and shout it out to everybody, that everyone would see and hear, you've received the grace of God. But is it still like that, or have you forgotten about it?
Sibuke abantwana bakwaIsrael ukuthi bamphatha kabi uMoses bamhlupha abangamlalelayo ehlupheka ngake bahluphekela kodwa kanjani kuthina ihlobo.
Now we look at these Israelites, we find fault, we criticize and we say, how could they speak against Moses like that? Moses, who stood with him, who led them, who suffered together with them, how could they do it? But what is it like in our lives?
Kodwa nathi bantwana bakaNkulunkulu sinayo uMoses ngomusa kaNkulunkulu akasithumela yena owevuka esinxusela kuNkulunkulu kodwa namhlanje sisemi naye noma sesiyamcibilishela sesithi lento noma lo muntu something ukuthi asihole ngoba sikhohliwe la sivela khona.
God in his grace also gave us a leader whom we can compare to Moses. But what is it like in our lives today? Do we maybe point fingers at him? Do we say we're sick and tired of his leadership? And we just say and speak about him in a very negative and in a downgrading way?
Ngenxa yokuthunywa kuthi ahambe uyoshumayela endaweni ethizeni awuhambe uyokwenza umsebenzi endaweni ethi ngokuthenjwa ngenxa yalokho wakhohlwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu kwenzeleni kwagcwala impakamo yeposition onikezwe yona.
And now, maybe in the past, you were sent, you were asked to go and do something, and do this, or go to a certain place. But because of the position that you were given, now you think you're somebody, and you've become something in your own eyes.
Kodwa thina sonke safika sazothatha uMoses. Ngingakwazi uMoses nami ukuthi ngikwazi ukuncika nje. Ngithola inkeshezana yalokho okutholayo, okuthola uNkulunkulu. Kodwa namhlanje ngoba sengikhohliwe senginikezwe iphozishanyana ukuthi awubheke lamawundlu ukuthi adla kahle yini sekugcwele wona ekhanda ngakhohlwa ukuthi ngisukaphi.
At the beginning you maybe came very humbly and you said, Moses, in other words, can I maybe help in the work? If I could only get some part of the spirit that you have received and just have a share in that, I would be so grateful. But then you are given some responsibility, and now you think you're something, and you look down upon that person.
Abaningi bethu ihlobo baphila impilo ebhlungu yokuphila beshawa inyoka usuku nosuku ikhona inyoka ebeki ukuthi bangasinda ngayo.
And many of us in the past, we had suffered, we were struck down daily by different things, sins and whatever in our lives. But there is a serpent that has been raised up for us to look at, that we may be healed.
Laba abantu bakhuluma kabi ngoJehova, uNkulunkulu akangathula wabathumelela inyoka. Lithi iBhayibheli abaningi babo bafa, bangaki phakathi kwethu abafile ngokomoya.
And those people, God sent venomous snakes amongst them, and many of them died. How many in our midst haven't perhaps died already spiritually?
Bangaki phakathi kwethu abahamba befile ngokomoya ngenxa yokugxeka izinto ebezibaphilisa izolo namhlanje bakhohliwe laba ephuma khona la uJehova bakhiphe khona.
How many in our midst are dead spiritually because of criticizing, finding fault, things that helped them and blessed them in the past, but today they look down on those things?
Abanye bafe behleli beginqa amakhanda belalela ngathi balalele kakhulu behleli phambili la enkonzweni behleli belalela ikonzo babhizi baphethe ipen elibovu. Correct, wrong, correct, wrong, ngoba bakhohliwe ukuthi uJehova ubenzeleni izolo.
And there are many maybe that sit in the service, all they do is they've got their pen, they're making notes, correct, wrong, correct, wrong, and they've forgotten what God has done for them in the past.
Sebe amkhweshini uMoses wabo ngani ukhethe kuzoshumayela ntokozo bekhona obani ngoba bakhohliwe ukuthi baphumaphi bakhohliwe benzelwe khona.
Maybe they even find fault and say, why was Ntokozo asked to preach? And you find fault with the leader and say, why was this done? Why was that done? But they forget where they come from in the past.
Umuntu ekhohliwe lokhu Jehova amenzele khona uzoqala afe ngokomoya angabona amaphutha kuye athi kuze kube nje kungenxa kabani ubani unje ubani unje.
You know when a person forgets, He no longer sees the sin in his own life. He no longer sees the wrong and the mistakes in his own life. No, everybody else is wrong. There's a mistake. None in his own life.
Abantwana bakwaIsrayeli lapho kuvuka lenkingane evukayo asizi ukuthi baqoqana babuzana ukuthi ngani sibhekana nalo bumzima manje kodwa ukuthi abahlangana bakhuluma kabi ngoJehova le nto eyenziwa amakholwe sekholo.
Now with this event we don't find that the children of Israel came to inquire of Moses, why are we suffering like this? Why are we experiencing this? No, they came together as a crowd and they spoke against God and against Moses and opposed him.
And umuntu olunywe inyoka unophoyizen omumbi wokubafakele nabantu poison wokufa.
And you know what? A person who's infected by poison and has been bitten and this poison is running in their veins, that person also influences others and poisons them.
Uma mehlo akhe eshawo poison wenyoka ufuna nabantu ukubathelela ngalo poison ongaboni kahle izinto njengalokho naye engasaboni.
And that poison, it influences your sight that you don't see things clearly as you should. But then you're not satisfied that it only happens to you. You also want others to see it in the same way.
Ngoba lento yenziwe lani kanje ngoba wena uyiboni ngalendlela nomunye ufuna ngayiboni ngalendlela wena ongayiboni ngayo.
And then you go and you say, why aren't things done like this? You know, I think should things be like why are they doing it like that? That's what's poisoned you, and now you poison the next person.
Wena ungalimali makubizwa isipedi ngespedi namhlanje sewuyalimala ngoba inyoka ikushayela ihlungu siyakudla ngaphakathi sewufuna kuneswe kumbembeswe uthando lokwenzana abantu befa ezonweni.
And now you want you to be treated with gloves. You're not prepared. If a person should call a spade in your life and point out something that's not right in your life, you want to be treated in a very considerate way, in anything with love, so-called love. What kind of love is that, if that causes people to die in their sin?
Wawukuthokozela wena ukuqondiswa futhi ufuna ukuma uqondiselwe namhlanje sefuna ukucwecwa amazwi azoshiwo kuwe ngoba inyoka ikushayile ibekiwe kode yethusi engakwazi ukuhlangula kulesi sihlungu esikudlayo.
In the past, you rejoiced if somebody would correct you spiritually and reprimand you, and you accepted correction and discipline. But today, they've got to tread so carefully lest they tread on your toes and they hurt your feelings. And they've got to really choose their words that they don't hurt you. But even if that is the case, there's a serpent, a bronze serpent that's been raised up to whom you can look and be healed.
Lapho semunye noMoses obekiwe ukuba kuhole phambi kwakho. Lapho seze ukunyathela kwakhe nokushaya kwenhliziyo yakhe. Wawuthokozela noma yini ongakorrectwa ngayo, nongathunywa kuyo, ungabuzi ukuthi isinda kangakanani noma ikude kangakanani noma yinde kangakanani. Kodwa lapho inyoka seyikushayile yakuhlukanisa noMoses. Wambona uMoses eyisitha kuwe ngoba ukhohliwe la uvela khona.
In the past, when your heart beat together with the heart of Moses, when you were in step with him and you were one with him, then everything that happened, you were so grateful, you rejoiced when people would discipline you or correct you. You would welcome it. But today, everything has turned. Everything looks different. And you find fault with it. And if anybody should correct you, then they are on the wrong and not you.
Lapho semunye noMoses obekiwe phambi kwakuthi akuhole wawuthokozela ukuba seduzane naye ungafuni ukuxoxelwa ukuthi izinto zihamba kanjani ufuna ukuyizwela wena emlonyeni kuphuma kuye namhlanje yini leli gebe liphakathi kwakho noMoses okuholayo na.
In the past you wanted to be together with Moses, you wanted to hear what he says to you. You want to hear for yourself, not that anybody else tells you. You wanted to be close, one in spirit, and to hear of the things of God. But what is this gap now that is between you and him?
Lapho semunye no Moses usalandela ubona ubuhle bezinto akazenzayo phambi kwakho ujatshulisa ukunqoba uno Moses. Namhlanje usanqoba yini noma namhlanje sawuyamsola uMoses yini Moses uye Mozambique yini Moses uye Namibia yini Moses uye kuthenini usahamba naye noma sewumshile ngoba sewukhohliwe la uvela khona.
In the past you were one with Moses, you were together with him, but now it's no longer like that. You find fault, my Moses, why do you go to Mozambique, why do you go to Namibia, why do you go to this place? Now there's this enmity between you and him.
Ukwenzelani lokhu Moses? Noma ubuza, ubuzi ngoba ufuna ukufunda, ubuza ngoba ufuna ukuthola iphutha ukuze ugxeke. Ukwenzelani lokhu Moses? Kodwa lapho usemunye no Moses, esemkhulu Moses kuwe, wawuthobela noma yini akayishoyo, uthi uNkulunkulu ngizokwenza futhi ngikwenze ngokudlulele ukuthi kube kuhle. Ngoba wawusakhumbula okwenzelwe uNkulunkulu wakho. Kodwa sewukhohliwe, suyakweshini.
In the past, you were willing to do anything that Moses told you to do, and you would do it as unto the Lord, to the best of your ability, doing it for God. But now today, you find fault, and this is too much, and that's too much, and that unity is no longer there.
Lokho akuphathelene ukuthi ngisho ukuthi wawumhlonipha ubaba umfundisi noma ngakuthatha noma ubani umenza uMoses wakhe emsebenzini la usebenza khona kunomuntu obekiwe ukuthi akhole usamlandela yini esikoleni kune prefect ebekiwe ukuthi ayiguide ikutshela ukuthi lokhu kuyenziwa lokhu akwenziwa usalalela njengoba wawulalela wawufika noma sewazi ngaphezulu kwakhe.
Now I'm using this as an illustration of the person appointed by God to be your leader, not just referring to Reverend Stegan. It can be someone else who's responsible over you. Maybe at school, the prefect, or maybe at work where you are. There's somebody that God has appointed to be responsible over you. What is your relationship with that person like today?
Lo muntu obekwe phambi kwakho nomedeleleke kangakanani. Kuthe makubhekwa amaqualities omuntu ongangena kuleso sikhala kwabonakala yena. Wena uyathanda noma uthandi uMoses wakho odinga ukuthi usubmit kuyena. Usakwenza yini lokho na?
That person has been appointed because of their qualities, because of certain reasons. And now, whether you like it or not, that person is your Moses. Do you have that respect and that obedience to that person? What is it like?
Ngenxa yokukhohlwa ilokhu uNkulunkulu asenzele khona kuze kuthi nalabantu ababeki ukuthi basihole ebese siba degrader ukuthi angikwazi ukuhola ubani uma enje.
That person has been appointed as your leader, but now you evaluate them and you degrade them and you say, well, if a person is like that, he's not fit to be my leader.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wabona kufanele ukuthi uMoses kube uye akamsebenzisayo ukuyolanda mina nawe emagibhithe ethe sasikuwo. You like it or not, wasebenzisaye.
But God chose Moses to lead you and me out of Egypt, whether you like it or not.
Noma ngaba kufikanga yena siqu sakhe, kodwa loyo wafika ukuzube la ukhona uMoses engidinga ukusubmit phansi kwakhe. Ngiyathanda noma ngithandi, as long yena sekhona, as long ngisekuma premises wakhe, ngidinga ukusubmit phansi kwakhe.
And whether it was him physically doing it or not, but that Moses is still there, God's appointed leader. He's still there, and we need to submit to him whether we like it or not.
Kusasa umsomluko.
Tomorrow is Monday.
Uma ngingavuka kusasa nje uyafika umalume ngihlele ofisini lakhe lapha yakophepha. Angathi.
If I would go there to Malume's, Dietmar's office there at the Sweet Peppers tomorrow morning, what would he say?
Ngithi ayisuka manje mina ozohlala la.
I would say to him, you know, Dietmar, I think you've been here long enough now. Please move out. I'll take your place.
Kuyayenza ingondo lonto.
Does it make any sense?
Lezi zinto akazenzayo nje njengoba nganokuthi A no B uhlanganiswa kanjani ungakwazi ukuhlanganisa.
Would I be able to do that which he has been doing, knowing how to put A and B together?
Umuntu one manual la yonke lento yenzeke ofisini lakhe, uyena owazi ukuthi A no B uhlanganisa nobani ukuze kwenzeke. Bese kusuka nje isiphukumo ngathi esifana nami sizothi cha suka ke manje wena malume sekuyimina ozongena khona. You like it or not, uMoses ubekiwe ukuthi uyo yokhiphe igibithe lakho ahambe nawe. Izindawo yonke ozodlula kuyo uzoba umdinga lo Moses. Noma phambi kwamehla kusebukeke ngasekho wethe engasafanele, but uNkulunkulu wamaphonto wamnikeza imanual, akayinikeza omunye.
He has got the manual, he's got all the knowledge, he knows everything from A to Z, how everything fits together, what's got to be done every day, what's the schedule and the program. And I can't come there that don't know anything from as much as a donkey knows how to play a harp, and try and come and fit in there in that place. It won't work. And now how can we come and say God's appointed leader must move out of his place? What sense does that make? That leader has been appointed by God, and he knows God has given him the blueprint of how things should work.
Uba ngafika kusase kusenze ngithi hayi wena uyasebenza wena usebenza wena uzosebenza laphaya ngakhomba ukuthi le nto ayisebenze ekhanda kubonakala into ebikade isebenza kahle ingasasebenzi ngani na muntu ukhohliwe la ivela khona ukuthi uNkulunkulu umenzeleni wanikezwa nje nakho akushumayele ngesonto sukuthwele ekhanda ukuthi kuthiwa shumayela namhlanje ngesonto pulpiti kamfundisi ukhohle uthi kamfundisi le pulpiti.
And maybe today you see him as worthless. He should no longer be in that position. And yet he is the appointed leader of God. Now if I would go there and say, well, you know, I don't think this person should be doing this, this person should be doing that, and Dietmar's place now, this person should go and do that. What sense does that make? Maybe you've been given some small responsibility. Maybe take the service on a Sunday. How can you now think you can take the place of Reverend Segan when you were just asked to take a service?
Give works as section ngithi ngesitolo ngithi hayi ngeke baba sesitolo la uthi ukuhlehla ncane mina manje usebenza lesitolo ikhona into engaqhubeka.
If I go to Mr. Van Engelbrecht and I say, nah, I think you've been there in the shop long enough now to manage the shop, move out of your place, I think I can do it better than you. Do you think it's going to work?
Kodwa umuntu okhohliwe ukuthi usukaphi uthatha kalula nje izinto ngoba usekhohliwe kodwa wazi ukuthi wenzelweni. Uya appreciate into nento ayenzelwa uNkulunkulu.
But you know why it is? Because we forget. We forget where we come from. We forget what has been done for us. What grace and mercy we have received. And that's why we think we're something and that we can do something.
Uma ngithi umuntu uyakhohlwa la esuka khona noma ngabe awusuko sizini wafika uyimillionaire noma wawu right ungenankinga. You like it or not, you have to submit.
And whether you suffered maybe physically or materially, maybe you weren't like that, maybe you were a millionaire, maybe you didn't have any financial problems, but you know what it was, how God led you here and how God brought you here and why you are here, what God did in your life. So whether you like it or not, God has appointed a Moses for us to whom we should submit.
uNkulunkulu akubusisa ebuncaneni bakho. Lapho ungelutho, nawe emehlweni akho ungashaya into yalutho. Wakwenzela umusa uNkulunkulu. Namhlanje ngoba sewukhohliwe, sewuzibona ufanelwe, okufanele wena nokungakufanele. Bantwana bakwaIsrayeli benza iphutha, babona bengcono, be wrong uNkulunkulu noMoses obekela ukuthi abahole.
And when you were still insignificant in your own eyes, God blessed you. God was gracious to you. But now you think that you're something, and now you can stand up against Moses, now you can complain, now you think you can do it better.
Lapha izinto zihamba kahle usamphilela umvuthele uNkulunkulu usakhumbula okwenzelwe wawuyihawu lokumvikela uMoses kungabikho kungafika kuye kumngcolise kumlimazi kodwa namhlanje kusenjalo yini noma uwo usumcibilishele.
Maybe in the past when you were shown mercy and grace, God still worked in your life, you're on fire for God, you were like a shield. You protected Moses from any flaming arrows that people directed at him. And what is it like today? Is it still like that? Or are you shooting those arrows?
Lemvuselelo laphise enkulu isabalekile empilweni yakho. Wawu njengeha uivikele ungafuni lutho olingayithinta luyiphazamise. Usenjalo yini noma sewukhohliwe.
In the past, this revival and God's working here was so precious to you. You are like a shield protecting it. You didn't want anybody to say anything bad about it. But what is it like? Is it still like that, or have you forgotten?
Wawubona ukusebenza kaNkuluNkulu usuku nosuku, ukuthokozela, ukuvikela futhi ukusebenza kaNkuluNkulu, ngoba wawusakhumbula nawo okwenzelwe uNkuluNkulu. Uzucula uma ngikhumbule ngenzelwe inkosi, ngeke ngibuyele emuva. Kodwa kusenjalo mina namhlanje.
Every day in the past you used to rejoice about the working of God. You were glad that God was at work, because you could sing even about it in your own life, and you said, I'll never go back again because of what God has done in my life. No, I'll never go back. What is it like today in your life? Have you forgotten?
Lapho sayizwa imfuli gelezi khophoza kuwe kuphuma izinto zehlazo izinto ezazixabanisa noNkulunkulu. Wawukuthokozela ujabula ukuvikela wenza isiqiniseko ukuthi ufuna ahlale egobhoza lamanzi sewujwayele wakhohlwa la usuka khona sewuyayiphilela nje awusenandaba noma iyagobhoza noma igobhoza kunokuba ubone ukugobhoza kweyakho usubone yabantu abasecentha abasaphili ayisagobhoza imfula yabo ngoba khohliwe la uvela khona.
In the past, due to you making your life right, making sure there's nothing between you and God, there were streams of living water flowing from your life that brought about life to those around you. But now, maybe those streams are no longer flowing. Now, instead of you making sure that they're flowing in your life, you look at the next person and you say, oh, those streams aren't flowing in so-and-so. They're not flowing in so-and-so, but they're not flowing in your life either.
Wena wafika nobizo ubiziwe wawuhluphekela imphefumulo wawuhluphekela ukuthi kuphi la ngingalekelela khona uma ngingahlala ngisiza umphefumulo wodwa wawuhluphekela lokho namhlanje seliyaphuma lishone liphuma lishone awuzange uthandaze nomuntu awuzange uthathe inkonzo awuhluphekeli futhi nokuthi ukucela nje ungathatha ne devotion noma sesikoleni noma la usebenza khona.
At the beginning, your heart was full of the word of God, overflowing, bubbling over. You wanted to share it with others. You want to share it with a soul, a lost soul, and maybe lead him to the Lord or pray with him. But today, you just go from day to day. There's no longer that word bubbling forth. You're not even concerned. They're not asking me to take a devotion or to share this or to do that. You're just carrying on with your life.
Boba baba khona la lapho lemvuselelo isebenza uyizwa ngaphakathi kuwe usayithanda usakuthokozela ukusebenza kwayo wawufisa ungcwelisa ngisho umndeni wakho nabantwana bakho kungabikho ongaxabanisa wena noNkulunkulu ngenxa yomndeni wakho. Namhlanje kusenjalo yini noma sezihambambathu izinto asibazuze ngothando uthando lokwenzana abantu befuna ukufa esihogweni.
In the beginning, when God was at work in your life, you were on fire for him. You were full of zeal for God's work and for his holiness and for his name. You didn't want anything in your family to bring disgrace upon the name of God, that there should be nothing unclean or unholy in your life or in your family. But what is it like today? Now you say, no, you know, we've got to see how we can win them. You know, we've got to win them with love. And you allow more and more things. You compromise. What kind of a love is that that compromises?
Lapho imvuseleli igugu isebenza kuwiphila uyizwa ukuthi yaphila wawukuthokozela nalokuzwa ngomakhelwane wakho ukuthi ingane yakho ayizange iyenze kahle eseyisizile umakhelwane umange uthi ngiyabonga mfowethu noma dadewethu kungisizela ingane yami kodwa namhlanje angayithinta ingane yakho. Sesikholwa sihlangana esiphambanweni sesikholwa akusizela ingane yakho ngeke ngoba ayisakhophozi leyamfula eyayisenza sibe munye esiphambanweni eyayisenza sithokozelelana ukusizana sesikhohliwe.
At the beginning, maybe there was that unity with your fellow brethren, with your neighbors, that if your child did something wrong, and the neighbor noticed that and corrected your child, that you would go to him and say, "Brother, sister, thank you so much that you've helped my child. Please continue to do that, because you took him as your own child and you were able to correct him." But now, nobody dare touch your dear one. Nobody dare say anything. That love and that unity is no longer there.
Lolo thando awuna limvuselisa sebenza kuwe usebuzu bumnandi bobuba bokuba munye nomzalwane wakho kwakumnandi ngisho ukwazi ukuthi ingane yakhe esikoleni iqhubha kanjani wawungadinga ukukorrectelwa ingane yakho ukuthi isketi isifishane ingane yakhe ayikami ishetha ilifaki ngaphakathi yomfana iyadadisa maye esikoleni wawukuthokozela ukwazi iupdate yengane yakho namhlanje ungatshela ngoba uyaphukula imlomo ube ngakho iqala ngayo ningane azithandwa izingane nani zithandwa makade kwenzeni nami singafuna ukuphila zazikhethela zathi sifuna ukuzofunda la uma wayiletha wena wakhetha wrong wakhethela ingane yakho ukuthi ayizofunda endaweni yemvuselelo. I'm sorry to say that
at the beginning you were so glad to hear any update about your child, how they progressing, and if there would be anything that would be out of line, if you'd hear about that, you'd immediately take the necessary steps to correct it. But now somebody else has got to say, "Oh, you know, there's something wrong with that person's clothing. There's something wrong with their hair. That's got to be fixed up." And when you hear about that, you get upset. Well, I'm sorry to say, you chose to bring your child to a school at a place where there's revival, and then you've brought your child to the wrong school.
Izinto eziliphakamisa ivangeli lakho nezilidicilela phansi ivangeli lakho lelo uthi uyalikhona.
Before you were bitten by that serpent, that fiery serpent, you were zealous for the work of God. You didn't want any harm to be committed or anything badly to be spoken about it.
Umu makoti wawukwazi okukwenza ube umakoti ohloniphekile nohlonishwayo nokubukelwa kuye. Lapha ingakakushaya inyoka sewushawe inyoka akusabonakala noma umagodi noma usisi noma uhamba namadodakazi akho akubonakala ukuthi ubanwe indodakazi nonkosikazi.
Or even in your own life, you didn't want anything in your own life to bring disgrace upon the name of God. You wanted to set an example in everything you did, lest it would bring disgrace on the name of God. As a young wife, you would make sure that you fulfill that role in the right way. Not that it's not clear who's the mother, who's the daughter, and you can't even differentiate between them.
La imvuselelo isakusebenza. Usancela kuye impela imthombo yayo imvuselelo. Wawunokwehlukanisa izinto ezikwenza uhlonipheke nezihloniphise ivangeli lakho. Namhlanje sekuyafana nje.
At the beginning, when you were still on fire for the work of the Lord, and that revival was still at work in you, and you were so to say being nursed at those royal breasts of the revival, you would make sure that there's nothing in your life that isn't as it should be. And if it would be something, you'd be sensitive to quickly put it right. But today, you just do things in the old hour.
Kodwa leyo mvuselelo ka-1966, kuze kube namhlanje uMoses owabekwa uNkulunkulu, saloka aqhubeka abafundana izibali graph yenziwa izibalweni graph. Kunokubishona phansi yakhuphuka nakule myaka nawe nemyaka emingaki wena bangaki osubazuzile ngalemvuselele yehle enhlizweni yakho lapho uhlukana nezono zakho.
That revival that started in 1966 there through Reverend Stegan and the work that God did there, that graph is going up and up and climbing up. But tell me, how many people have been saved through your life since you've come to the Lord?
Lapha ivuselelise igugu kuwe wawungafisi ukuhlala nento enhlizweni namhlanje usuya question asivunyelwani izono wena wawumentabeni ngihlanganile nongitshele zonke indaba zami wahamba wayozilungisa namhlanje usuya question asivunyelwani izono uyabona ukuthi usangene kanjani leni yonke ekushayile ongafuna ukubheka le ebekiwe. Ibekiwe idinga abasanganiswe inyoka bashayile bakhohlwa la bevela khona.
At the beginning, you didn't go to sleep with one thing wrong in your life. You would always make sure if there was something wrong in your life, you would make it right as quickly as possible. But today, and you even went out and you said, come and see the person who's told me everything about my life, like that Samaritan woman. But now today, you've got a question. Why should we confess our sin? You see that that fiery serpent has bitten you. To forget is terrible and it is a sin. If we are there where we have forgotten what God has done for us, realize that you are living in sin.
And
even if the world would look up to us and the world would honor us, but if we've forgotten what God has done for us, realize we are living in sin.
And
if we are like the politicians, we promise, we make commitments, but we don't keep it, realize we have forgotten where we come from and we are living in sin.
Kodwa namhlanje ekuseni ngithanda ukusho noma ngazo zonke lezi zinto esengikhulume ngazo inyoka ikushayile noma ikushayanga ngeke ngikubalile kodwa ibekiwe siphambanweni esingakwazi ukuba sisinde ngayo uma sibheke.
But I would like to say this morning, in all this which I mentioned, how the fiery serpent may have bitten you, what kind of poison there may be in you, even if I didn't touch on your particular problem, but realize there is the one raised up on the cross to whom we can look and we can be healed.
Yebo, mhlambe sake sahlangana nayo. Sayibheka yasiza. Sasindiswa ebuhlungwini bezifo noma ebuhlungwini bokushawa inyoka yayinobuhlungu obukhulu. Sakhishwe ezonweni zethu. Ngobude bendlela sakhohlwa. Kodwa ngiyakumema namhlanje siphambanweni sabekiwe ibekelwe mina nawe.
Maybe in the past you have come to him. Maybe you experienced what it meant to be healed from your sin and your diseases and whatever it was that was a problem in your life. But because of the length of the journey and the way, you have forgotten about it. But now I want to invite you once again, come to the one who has been raised up on the cross.
Sithema sifika sisehlane sizifica sikulelihlane kanti siyavivinywa ukuthi sibambe okuyikho noma sibambile okuyikhona sase saqala sakhomba sathi siyanengwa ilesi sinkwalo sathi siyanengwa iloku kuhlala sikhlala la ekhaya kodwa nansi bekiwe siphambanweni singagijimela kuyo sifumane umusa.
Maybe we were brought out into a desert to be tested, to see whether our faith is real or whether it's fake, whether we've got hold of the real gospel or there's something not right in our lives. And when we are tested, instead of passing that test and being purified, we start to criticize, we start to find fault. We look down on the food, we look down on this bread, this detestable bread. But there is the cross, and the one on the cross to whom we can come.
Kunabani saqala sakhohle umusa kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi sinakhe sikuseziswini bakhona abakuswele sidle siphune impili sichithe siyanengwa ilokudlana size sizijustify ukuthi hayi sifakele ingulube zikamfundisi bakhona abalambele isikhokho.
And maybe we get used to even the food that we eat, just the food, normal food. And we even look down on that and we don't appreciate it. And you maybe just quickly just throw it away and you waste it and you throw it out and you say, no, I don't want that. And you say, no, well, look, it's going to feed the pigs in any case. So it's not all right. It's not too bad. But there are others who would wish even to have a crust of bread that they don't have and you just look down on it.
Kwakuyikuke emehlweni akho kuyibona imoto izokulanda ekhaya lakini uze enkonzweni ungafisi nokushiya iphepha ngoba uthokozela ukuthi ngenzelwe okukhulu namhlanje sesima phezulu kwehlala emabhasini sishiya ingcolile ngani na sesikhohliwe sikwenzelwe uNkulunkulu bakhona abawufisayo lo Musa esesuthimisela ngamathi.
Maybe in the past when any vehicle would come and fetch you at the pickup point to bring you to a service, you'd really appreciate it and you'd show your appreciation by leaving that vehicle spotless and clean. But today you just let papers lie around and rubbish and all of that. We have forgotten about the grace that we've been shown and we've got used to it.
Hayi insizwa zami zomphakathi safika izinto zishayile uNkulunkulu wasenzela umusa abanye bethu abaphumelelisa bayakhuphuka bayaphumelela kodwa uSathane useqala ukusikhohlisa ukuthi sikhohlwe la sivela khona so besenza isono esibhlungu sokukhohlwa lokho uNkulunkulu asenzele khona.
And if I can address the young men from the concerned community, you came here down and out, you were in the gutter, and then God lifted you up. He cleansed you. He made something of you. And now you've even become something where you are being, you're useful somewhere. But there is the danger that we forget where we come from, and that is a sin.
Ay, dadwethu khona la wenzela umusa. Mhlawumbe ufana nodomethi wokusula inyawo kwabafana. Kodwa uNkulunkulu wabuyisa idignity yakho wahlonipheka kodwa sewukhohliwe ngoba kumbi futhi kubuhlungu kuyisono ukukhohlwa ilokho uNkulunkulu akwenzele khona.
Maybe sister, you came here down and out like a doormat on which men or boys would wipe their feet, but the Lord has restored you. He's restored your dignity. He's lifted you up. But there is that very real danger that we forget where we come from and we get used to things.
Sambuba bumamo shadile wenzela umusa woqoqela umshado wakho usuma repurepu udlavazo uSathane kodwa ngoba ude bendlela sewukhohliwa umusa kaNkulunkulu sewukubona ukuthimisele ngamathi sewukubona ukufanelwe ukuhlala kahle nje obuhleli kahle emzini wakho.
And God has maybe restored your marriage that was on the rocks. But now you look down on everything. You just spit on it. It's worthless to you. There is that sin and that danger of forgetting.
Lapho wenzela umusa wakhululwa engcindezini yonke wawunawo ungenakho ukujula. Namhlanje sewuyalala kusemnyango uzuvuswe kuthiwa sekusile nokuthula. Kodwa ngobude bendlela kungenzeka sewukhohliwe ukuthi uthathwephi uNkulunkulu ukwenzeleni namhlanje usukubiza ngento usuyanengwa.
In the past you didn't have peace, your life was in turmoil, it was in pieces. God restored you, he restored your peace. Maybe you can sleep peacefully at night and you don't wake up with a fright. They even have to come and wake you up and say, well look, it's daybreak, time to get up. But there is that danger that you forget where you come from and you get used to things and you look down upon things and you can just speak about this thing and that thing.
Namhlanje sikhohliwe lapho siphuma khona ngenxa yobuthebelele bempilo esiphila ngaphansi kwayo senzelwa yonke into ngelila ngenxoxela ihla ngangikhuluma noma ngithi indlela esispoiled ngayo uthi mawufika endlini ukhanyisa ugesi ungakhanyi shaya ucingo sibeko ugesi awukhanyi afika usibeka akhanyisa awukhanyi aqaqe lapha phezulu afaka iglobe uhlule ukufaka iglobe ngendlela ospoiled ngayo ukhohliwe kodwa namhlanje umusa kaNkulunkulu okwenzele lokho.
And you know we live so comfortably, everything is done for us and we don't appreciate it. Maybe if the light doesn't come on, maybe you just quickly say, hey, electrical department, it's your job that. Please come, Mrs. Bego, come and fix the light up here. And he's got to come and take out the globe and put in another globe. You can't even fix your own globe.
Ngoba umbuso unjalo ihlobo uyadaka sikhohlwe umusa kaNkulunkulu.
You know how it is when people are comfortable, when everything goes well with you and everything runs smoothly, you've got no problems. You forget you forget where you come from and you forget the grace that God has shown you.
Oh, Musa kaNkulunkulu ekhaya la kini wafuna ukucabanga ukuthi uzophekana. Like how nomuntu okucabangelayo ukuthi kuzophekana kuzodliwa. Ufika uphake udli iphu nembili ushiye kanje khona uzokuklinela. Khohliwe ukuthi wenzelweni nokuthi usukaphi. Omunye azabhosa angikudli lokhu mina. Hey, kanti ekhaya kuswelakele nje inkeshezana yokuthi gqoqoze iparish elimanzi.
Maybe you come here, you don't even have to think what food you've got to prepare. You can just go to the dining hall. You can just have food dished up for you. You sit down and eat. You don't even leave the place clean. It doesn't even dirty. Somebody else is going to come and wipe up and clean after me. And you're not even appreciative of the food. At home, you don't even have what you've got here. But then you can speak badly about the food.
Go to Moses' way to shop. Ukhona uyasihola uhamba phambi kwethu. Siyamlandela yini noma sesiqale zethu indlela ezingama shortcut.
But there is our Moses whom God has appointed walking before us. Are we following in his footsteps? Are we following his example? Or are we starting our own ways of doing things and our own doctrines and things of doing things?
Lo Moses owakhethwa uNkulunkulu emaphakadeni. Usekhona usasihola uhamba phambi kwethu. Sisambona, sisamhlonipha, sisamlandela. Ngeke asiphoqe ukuba simlandele. Kodwa lokho ehamba phambi kwethu yena.
Do we still respect and honor the Moses whom God has appointed to walk before us, to lead us, to be like a shepherd and overseer over us? Or are we now looking down on him? We don't respect him. He won't force you to respect and honor him. He won't do that.
Angimile futhi la ngaphambili ukuthi ngizomncengela ukuthi simlandele. Uyamlandela noma umlandeli, uyamthanda noma umthandi. Uyo wabekwa emaphakadeni. Kwathiwa wena Moses uyobahola labantu abahleli la namhlanje.
And you can decide. You'll listen to him or you won't listen to him. You'll honor him or you won't honor him. But the way you treat him is the way that you treat the one, the eternal one, who has appointed him.
Lalela ngithi angimncengeli ukuba nini mhloniphe noma nimlandele. Nize enkonzweni noma ningezi. Wabekwa uNkulunkulu emaphakadeni. Wathi when you deal imfudumana, ubahole labantu. Kukithi siyathanda ukumlandela noma sithanda. Kodwa yena ubekiwe. Noma ethanda noma engathandi. Noma inyama ivuma noma ingavumi. Ngoba wakhethwa emaphakadeni ukuthi angihole mina nawe. Maye uma siye sakhohlwa lo Musa esenzelwa wona.
And he continues faithfully in that task that God has entrusted to him, whether his body agrees with it or it doesn't, whether he feels like it or he doesn't. He still does faithfully what God has given him to do right till the end of his life. It's up to you. Do you honor him? Do you respect him? Do you follow him? Or you don't. But the way you treat him is the way that you treat the one who has appointed him for that.
Maye ngithi hlobo malifika usuku lapho sizoma phambi kaNkuluNkulu simiselwa yena uMoses owabekwa phambi kwethu sikhonjiswa imcibilisholo ebesimshaya ngayo. Yebo maye qhamuka. Yebo baba. Yes, yebo baba. Kanti angabheka lesiyamcibilishela. Wabekwa uNkulunkulu siyathanda noma sithandi usekhona uyosihola uhamba phambi kwethu.
And in eternity we'll have to stand before God when everything will come to light and all those darts and arrows that you fired at him. Maybe when you meet with him you're so pious, you're so, you know, so submissive, but in the meantime behind his back you treat him differently. Before God you'll have to give an account of that.
We thank the Lord for his word.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngezwi lakhe.
If we accept it and do it, it'll heal you and me.
Uma silimukela bese silenza liyosiphilisa mina nawe.
My grandfather loved dogs.
Umkhulu wami wayithanda izinja.
And had quite a few.
Zaziningi futhi izinja enazo.
One day he had a dog that he loved so much.
Kulinyo suku khona le nja lena wayithanda kakhulu umkhulu.
And then suddenly it wasn't there anymore. And he was not at rest, knowing, where is my dog? Didn't know where it was.
And then
he looked for it. And then, suddenly in the bush, he found this dog. And he was so grateful, so happy, because he loved this animal. And he put up a prayer of thank and said, Lord, I'm thankful. I prayed and you've shown me where my dog is.
He
lunged towards the dog.
And
then he saw it had a strick, mchibi, huh?
Yeah.
A strick around its neck. And he thought, my, this thing will kill my dog.
I
just got it in time.
Because
the strick would close its neck, tighten around, and you wouldn't be able to breathe anymore.
He went down on
his haunches. And he wanted to help this dog.
To
take it off. It's very cruel to be caught in the strick. Many children don't know it. But if an animal goes through and it gets tightened, the more it struggles, the more this thing tightens around your neck.
And
as my grandfather put out his hand, the dog bit him. And it gave him a very, very good bite.
My grandfather
was shocked. He says, but this is my dog.
What you got to injure me?
Belongs to me.
It condemned na mi lenja.
And he started bleeding in his hands.
Why says a sore pag is under inside?
The very hand that was going to save this dog was the very hand that was bitten.
So na lesi sanda esasiza sizosiza lenja yiso isanda esadliwa salunywa ilenja le.
So he had to make another plan to help it.
Wazama kumkhulu ukuthi acabange ngisu manje ukuthi uzoyisiza kanjani nje.
Friends, if you're in a strick, that's when you bite.
Mhlobo uma ke ubanjwe lesi sikibe ila leso sikhathi ukhathela khona.
That's when you find fault with somebody who preached like this morning.
Because
you yourself are caught in this thing, whatever it may be in your life, and you know, how do you recognize? He bites you. He always finds fault. He says, no, but you do this, and you do that. They always bite back.
He loved the dog.
It was his dog. But that very dog didn't recognize the owner at that moment. Maybe that strick we've heard, that strick around your neck, are your children. How could they criticize my child? But why did that person say it openly this about my child? And you know, that person doesn't do it. It wants to help, but you don't recognize that hand that helps you and to save you.
Kodwa uyazi ini mhlobo wami ukuthi lo muntu lo ukwenze lokho ngoba efuna ukusiza lingane yakhe.
That bitterness of your children has grown in your life, and suddenly now you don't see it as you would have seen it when the Lord started working in your life.
Kodwa lobo bumuncu lobo obukhona osebungenile enhlizweni yakho osubuvumele bangena kwakungekho ngaphambili kodwa ngenxa yokuthi usukuvumelile usubona kanjalo ngezingane zakho.
And today you bite.
Namhlanje usiya luma nje uyakhahlela.
How?
Kwenzeka kanjani?
Through the very words and the many words that you speak.
Ngenxa yalezo zinto ozikhulumayo nangamazwi owakhiphayo wena ngomlomo wakho.
The next person doesn't know what you mean really.
Kambo munyo seduze kwakho
akazi.
Akazi ukuthi uthini.
But your words carry poison. And you've got a motive behind them. And when the Lord came to you today to say, my child, uninchibi, you've got a streak, let that hand undo it.
Uma inkosi ikhuluma nawe namhlanje ikutshela ukuthi ngane yami unesihibe unentambo ekubophile la dedela inkosi ikusize ikulekelele.
Mari the Afrikaners het 'n mooi segde.
Ama Afrikaners anesishoko simnandi.
Yeah, and they say the makste hond byt die seerste.
Awusho ke.
Yabona le bathi yabona ngafundisa umuntu omdala nami. Wathi yabona wemalume yabona lenje letotobayo lenje leti ti 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 yoni luma kakhulu.
Usho njalo ke.
Inja. Undani isbuno li makste hon bay di siesta. Yezwakala.
Engathi isinokwana yone luma kakhulu.
Luma kakhulu. Awulindanga ukuthi uyasiza ukukhuluma izokusukela futhi.
He'll just bite you at any time.
Vote, waar is vote vir my? Kom, bid vir ons asseblief. So remember that snake, that Lord Jesus, that resembles that Lord Jesus, that bronze snake is lifted. There is time. Maybe you've bitten. Maybe you've done. Maybe you've criticized. Or maybe you've received criticism in your ears, which are much worse maybe than what you have spoken. Make those things, bring them to light today, people. The Lord doesn't speak like this for unnecessarily.
Kumbula inkosu Jesu ukuyona nyoka yaphakanyiswayo yiyo engakwazi ukuthi kusize kulekelele lezo zinto lezo zaziyo lezo zinto ezincane eziphazamise impilo yakho uJesu angakwazi ukuthi akusize kulekelele nakuzona.
Sorry that I still say something.
But
there was something on my heart when Bab Shabati was speaking. And I prayed, I said, Lord, if it's from you, let them call me on my name. And the verse is in Revelations chapter
3.
It's been with me these days. It's Revelation 3, we can read from verse
2.
Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. And then it's verse 3. Remember then, what you received and heard, keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come against you.
Beselitike kubeka vuga la uwe khona ulungise lokho okungalungile ngokuba angifumananga imsebenzi yakho iphelele. Verse 3. Ngakho ke khumbula ukuthi wamukele wezwa kanjani ugcine uphenduke ngokuba uma ungalindi ngiyakuza kuwe njengesela kawusoze walazi ihora engiyakufika engiyakuza ngalo kuwe.
Remember then what you received and heard, keep it and repent.
Ngakho ke khumbula ukuthi wamukele wezwa kanjani kugcine bese uphenduka.
That which God has spoken to us with today.
Lokhu uNkulunkulu akhulume nathi namhlanje kuseni.
That which God spoke to us through this week.
uNkulunkulu lokhu akhulumile kuleli sonto.
That which he spoke to us right from the beginning.
uNkulunkulu akhuluma kusukela eqaleni.
May we keep it.
Kwathi singakugcina.
May we not forget.
Kwangathi singekhohlwe.
And if there's things where we need to repent, then let us repent today.
Uma khona izinto ekudinga siphenduke kuzo, masiphenduke kulezo zinto.
Let's not go out to walk out this auditorium today.
Singavumi basiphume silishiyele lesonto le auditorium namhlanje.
And then let the birds of the air come and take that which was sown today, that they pick that up and we've lost it.
Ngoba kungenjalo kuzofika izinyoni zezulu zithathe lokho okuhlwanyeliwe bese kusuka kithi.
Shall we pray?
Asithandaze.
Lord, your word is sharper than a two-edged sword.
Nkosizwe lakho libukhali kunezinkembe ezisika nhlangothi zombili.
And Lord, you've spoken to us today.
Nkosi ukhulumile nathi namhlanje.
And may that seed which is sown, Lord, that it will find good soil and it will produce 100-fold. And may we not go out here empty-handed. Lord, we pray that you'll be with us even as we depart now. With everyone at
Mozambique,
with the outstations, Lord, that you'll be with each one and bring us all back together safely. Lord, we don't deserve this, but we pray this all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.